Blog Talk Radio.
Are you over 50, experiencing low energy and possibly low sexual desire, maybe even some vaginal dryness, and maybe you've had difficulty losing weight? Well, today's guest has some surprising answers and help for you and for the women in your life that you care about. What better gift on Valentine's Day? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, somatic body psychotherapist, and health and wellness coach. I help men and women to heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the book, Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me, and the romantic novel, Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of Healing Through Love seminars and the very special 30-Day Love Challenge, which is 30 love lessons for your soul. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. Susan Joyce Prock, today's guest, has an MBA and a DAY, so I'll have to explain that, and she's a wellness expert, speaker, writer, coach, and proud baby boomer. She specializes in helping women 50-plus overcome vaginal dryness and get their juicy back. And who wouldn't want that? So they can claim all the self-expression and pleasure that this phase of life has to offer. With training and certifications that include Ayurvedic medicine, clinical hypnotherapy, NLP, and management of menopause type TM, Susan offers unique and customized solutions to women seeking natural hormone balance, ideal weight, and youthful aging. Susan is based in Delray Beach, Florida, and offers individual and group coaching programs to women all over the world. You can find her at SusanJoyceProctor.com. So I'm delighted to welcome a longtime friend, Susan Joyce Proctor. And first of all, describe what that D-A-Y is. And then
I'd love to hear more about your background.
Go ahead.
Of course. What that indicates, Eric, is I have a diploma in Ayurvedic medicine, which, if that's unfamiliar to your listeners, is a sister science to yoga that Deepak Chopra kind of popularized and brought to the West that I've been practicing for 25 years. And it's a beautiful holistic system that offers us a map to well-being that doesn't exist in the West. So I've been thrilled over these years to be able to share that with women and men in our culture.
Yeah, and I did study Ayurveda many, many years ago.
Okay,
but
so you
know. I know a lot about it, yes, and it's powerful and holistic.
Indeed.
So tell us about your background and training and your education and what led to you even getting involved with this.
Well, I'm going to do that quickly, Erica, because I really do want to spend, the bulk of our time today sharing some really great, juicy information with your listeners. But just briefly, I spent most of my adult life in New York City. I was a stressed-out vice president of a major bank earlier in my life. I had, one of those typical kinds of lives, and then had to kind of wake up 30 years ago and realize that there was something more and special that I had to offer the world, and I set off on that odyssey and attracted all of these wonderful trainings and modalities, and it kind of added up to what we're talking about today, which is, you know, that here we are in the prime of our lives, and I'm a proud baby boomer, as we said. I was born in 1955, so we can do the math. And I've had the wonderful opportunity with Ayurveda and you know, a number of the other disciplines that I've embraced and embodied to learn firsthand that a lot of the beliefs and expectations that we have in our culture, that as we get older and especially after menopause, that we're going to dry up and that our hormones are just not going to be there and that we lose our desirability and all of that, those are just imbalances that we can balance. They are not inevitabilities. And I'm delighted personally, of course, but also, you know, to share the steps that I, from a very acute situation of dryness that unfortunately I know many women of our generation have experienced.
Absolutely. So I'm really anxious to begin by asking you, what are you calling the love hormone? The love hormone that I'm familiar with is oxytocin, which is the bonding,
yep,
cuddling hormone.
Absolutely.
So tell
that
us about
the
love hormone.
About.
Yes, and why
Absolutely.
That's so important.
Well, you hit it right on the head. Oxytocin is described as the love hormone. It's also, as you mentioned, the tend and befriend hormone. And actually, I only was introduced to oxytocin a few years ago and learned that, you know, in the same way that men, male energy kind of runs on adrenaline, on that fight or flight way of being, women are wired and, you know, created very differently. And the hormone that we really thrive on is oxytocin, which is just a beautiful thing that Mother Nature, you know, kind of added to the mix that it has this wonderful ability that it is produced and cultivated when we do almost anything in our lives that we consider to be pleasurable. And one of the reasons that I am so excited about it and feel so really blessed to be able to share this is that one of the things that oxytocin does for us is that it's an antidote to cortisol. And cortisol is that nasty stress hormone that robs us of our sleep and causes us to put on belly fat, actually throws all of our other sex hormones out of whack. So most of the time, what I find with my clients is that once we kind of address this oxytocin, this cortisol situation that's robbing the body of all of the goodies it needs to make estrogen and progesterone and testosterone, for most of us, our bodies know how to make the hormones that we need, and we can get back to balance without having to take stuff that, you know, would throw us off further in other ways. So I love working with the body and our design. I love the fact that pleasure is actually the answer to most of our problems, because, again, I think
and
that's
really,
you know, how
is.
Women are wired. And to get to a point to find that, you know, the things that we enjoy are good for us is a delightful lesson to be updating, you know, at this time in our lives. So
well,
to me,
I
that's how
to
it
say,
all comes
any,
together.
Yes. Any of us on the internet looking at these videos of dogs jumping around and playing and cats, they know how to have pleasure.
Exactly. You know, we live in a world that, you know, that philosophy of no pain, no gain. And although, you know, I realize that there are many things in our lives that deserve effort and intention, that way of driving ourselves is really, to my understanding, not the way women are wired. And, you know, coming back to what we were speaking just a few minutes ago about the beauty of Ayurvedic medicine, it really does show us the real effects on our bodies and our minds of the different choices that we make and the things that contribute to dryness versus the things that contribute to juiciness. And the beauty of it is we come back to the things that are good for us are really good for us. You know, they're good for our bodies, they're good for our well-being, and they allow us to you know, flourish in a state where we have more to offer the world. So to me, it's a big win-win for women to embrace this pleasure principle and realized that we were physiologically wired to benefit from it so beautifully. You know, there's a doctor, one of my mentors, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, is a medical doctor. She's a Harvard-trained, board-certified gynecologist as well as a yoga teacher. And I've really benefited so much from her information. And she talks about oxytocin as the greatest gift that was given for women's well-being in general and their hormones specifically. And she actually says that women gathering together is one of the things that we do to create oxytocin. And, you know, Erica, we've had those experiences together. There is something really magical that happens when women gather, and the way we feed each other, you know, energetically. Mm-hmm. It is very oxytocin producing. But since this is Valentine's Day, we can maybe pay a little bit more attention to the romance part because that's kind of what's up today. And fortunately, there's a lot of oxytocin that we can cultivate by being in a romantic and, you know, sexual and intimate situations with partners, whether male or female, because sex and orgasm are one of the best ways of cultivating oxytocin as well. So I often say that we're in a use-it-or-lose-it time of life, that the more we recognize the value of this in our lives and cultivate these, you know, intimate, you know, yummy interactions, the more we physiologically feed our desire and our ability, you know, to enjoy them and to share with others. So it's one of those really nice situations that nature set up for us, isn't it?
So what happens when the person that you feel that toward breaks up with you? How do you enhance your oxytocin then?
Well, I'm a big proponent of self-pleasure. I feel pretty strongly that our ability to care for and nurture ourselves doesn't ever need to rely on anybody else. So that's one way that I would respond. But again, we have all of these other wonderful ways of cultivating oxytocin in our lives, including hanging out with our girlfriends, dancing and singing, hugging and kissing, babies and, you know, puppies and kittens. I think that's one of the very empowering messages that I've learned over these years, and I think as, you know, baby boomers, we can appreciate, is that our self-empowerment, our self-love doesn't rely on anyone else. And yet, of course, it is so delicious to also be able to have, you know, intimate relationships and partnering that can add to what we can cultivate on our own. So I like to say that we live in a both-and universe. You know, this is a quantum universe. We don't have to choose, you know, taking care of ourselves versus sharing with others. We can have both. And at different times of our lives, I'm guessing we have different choices. Does that
absolutely. Yes, and I'm also thinking that something you didn't mention is nature. You know, being out at the ocean or a lake or mountains, you know, there are many ways to feel that pleasure.
Thank you for that reminder, and we're so lucky here, we're broadcasting from here in South Florida, that we have so much access to nature all year round. You know, it's February and it's a beautiful sunny day here, and I'm going to the beach later to do exactly what you suggested. So yes, absolutely, that's a wonderful reminder, and you know, it's
live on the ocean. Don't always go outside to take advantage of it. You know, you have to remember to nurture yourself like that.
It's a good reminder, and I find myself taking it for granted too. And then I remember what it was like living in New York, where I had to make so much effort to get to the beach, you know, and only had that available a few months a year. We're so lucky here. And yes, absolutely.
And forget the beach. It's snowing. Someone just put, you know, snowing. She has to get some cross-country skiing equipment, you know, don't have that.
right.
I wanted to ask you something else. You wrote a book about, I don't remember the title of it, but healthy eating for your blood type. How does that relate to increasing your oxytocin?
Oh, thank you for asking that. And it is an important point that I want to mention. when I talk to women about the fact that I specialize in natural hormone balance, people usually think that I'm talking exclusively about natural supplementation. And while that's sometimes indicated, most of the time I'm talking about the nutrition and lifestyle choices that each of us can make that optimize our ability to get balanced and produce our own hormones. So as we were touching on briefly, the Ayurvedic system gives us so many tools for looking at that and understanding how to nourish each of our tissue levels and how unique we are energetically in terms of the choices we can make. But one of the other modalities that I've studied and been certified in, I've worked with Dr. Peter Diadamo, who developed all of the work about the blood types, you know, eat right for your type and all of that stuff. And again, we could speak for hours about that, but the most important point here is that we're talking about hormones, that insulin and estrogen have a synergistic relationship. And for each blood type, there are a handful of foods that mimic insulin and contribute directly to weight gain for that reason and also mess with our hormones. So when I work with women, it's a very holistic system, and we do start by identifying what I call the ideal cuisine. You know, I don't use the D word. I don't use the word diet, but I do know that for each person, based on their blood type and their constitutional type and their values and their preferences, there's an ideal style of eating that supports their bodies in making the right levels of hormones, optimizing their metabolism, preventing premature aging. I would say most of the goals that we have at this point in life can be largely accomplished by making these correct choices. And I feel very fortunate that in my training and in my life experience, I've discovered so many of these. And knowing our blood type and making the right choices for that is, in my experience, a big, big factor. In fact, I was telling someone about that just last night, that when I stopped eating the foods that were bad for my blood type 15 years ago, I went literally from hormone hell, never having had, you know, a regular cycle and living with PMS that I used to think was normal because we all had it. All of that went away when I eliminated certain foods, and I dropped all of my excess body fat. So I've experienced in my own, you know, body and in my own life how powerful it is to discover and select the choices that are optimal for each of us individually. So there is a tie-in, and thank you so much for asking about that, between making the right choices that I, you know, love to teach everybody, that improves not only our hormones and our juiciness and our ability to, you know, cultivate oxytocin, but also to, you know, we kind of think of, you know, getting back into our skinny jeans, you know, getting rid of that muffin top, because many people think that it gets a lot harder as we get older. And from my perspective, it's because we haven't really learned the ideal choices to be made. But I'm so grateful that I discovered this, and I love sharing this with other women, especially those of us from our tribe of baby boomers that have so much to share with the world at this time in our lives and really deserve to be in our most vibrant, vital, you know, energized version of ourselves. So I like to say this, you know, very humbly, that the contribution I'm seeking to make to the world is empowering this amazing generation that we are to fulfill on everything we came here to do and be.
And what I'm realizing, I've been to an awful lot of events and I've watched a lot online and I've studied a lot about nutrition and diet and what's good for you and what's not good for you. And there are so many presentations of all these things that we should not eat and all these specific things we should eat, and it doesn't work. It doesn't always work. And what happens is you start disliking foods, like you're so careful, you're not enjoying anything. And boy, I find that even if something is supposed to, like cheese, is not supposed to be too good for you, but a little bit of it, it's such a joy to eat it, rather than cut it out completely and...
Well, Erica, you're raising such an important point, because we're coming back to that pleasure principle. And, you know, there are trade-offs. And I agree with you 1,000%. that if we're if our relationship with food is, you know, based on deprivation, we're missing out on that pleasure and joy in life that contributes to our juiciness. So what I love to do, and this has been my approach because I'm a foodie and deprivation is no part of my life, I really help everybody identify the things that they like that are good for them. And fortunately, these days, the news is so good because there's a lot of things we used to be told that were bad for us that's not true. So actually, to mention in honor of Valentine's Day, and I assume that most of your listeners know this, but just to underscore it, dark chocolate, in moderation, of course, is a really, you know, healthy, powerful superfood. It has some wonderful nutrients, including magnesium. It has some things that help us to reduce cortisol. And the pleasure that it gives us is, for many of us, is so yummy that, you know, it's a net benefit to the way we eat. And then, as you mentioned, sometimes we have some guilty pleasures that, you know, for my blood type, cheese happens to be a good thing in moderation, so I have a little bit of a benefit there. But I think for anyone, your point is right on, that, you know, we're looking to optimize our lives, and we don't have to be quote-unquote perfect. I love the 80-20 rule, you know, that one that says we get most of our 80% of our results from 20% of our efforts. So life is a cumulative effect. And I like to think that, you know, at this time in our lives, we have the maturity to be discerning about these things, you know, and to have developed our own inner authority and knowingness about what's optimally correct for us. And again, to me, with making all of these choices with this wonderful information that I've been gifted with, we can really optimize the quality of life that we have on every level. And I think this is a wonderful day to be reflecting on that. So I was so delighted that you invited me to be with you today.
Yes, and to realize we can go out to an affair or an event or a restaurant and enjoy some foods, even if they're not so perfectly healthy, if we're following that 80-20 rule and eating really well most of the time, our body can break it down. We have an immune system. We have a digestive system.
Exactly.
It's when we overload it, you know, with the wrong food. So can you provide some simple tips for the women on what they can do to, you know, improve the diet, the oxytocin?
Absolutely. Gosh, I could speak for hours, but let's be a little bit concise here, because we only have a few minutes left. So we talked about some of the things that we can do to help cultivate oxytocin, but I'll mention them again just as a little review as we're starting to wrap up here. So the rule of thumb is it's really anything that's pleasurable for us. So some of the things that I enjoy a lot are dancing and singing, hugging and kissing, hanging out with our girlfriends, some of the, you know, things that you mentioned, of course, being out in nature, and then, of course, the more intimate, you know, choices that fortunately many of us have of, you know, sexual intimacy with another partner. Touch and orgasm specifically are wonderful to support our oxytocin production that reduces our cortisol and improves our overall quality of life. I mentioned dark chocolate as another thing that's, you know, kind of specifically wonderful for increasing pleasure and reducing cortisol. One of my favorite little tricks, and I'm assuming that many of your listeners are familiar with this, so I'll just kind of refer to it here, is there's a yogic breathing technique called alternate nostril breathing that many of us are familiar with. And that can take just a couple of minutes, and it's one of the most powerful things that we can do to reduce our cortisol levels. So I've had women tell me that their whole lives have changed just from this one one practice alone. And another thing that's kind of near and dear to my heart these days, and you mentioned it, you know, kind of reminding us about the way we can approach food in a more joyful way, you know, and kind of healing from the deprivation paradigm that I grew up with, is the very good news that healthy fats are really healthy for us. And I think that was one of the biggest turnarounds in my life in recent years, being able to find more pleasure in food, is that a lot of the recommendations that we were given years ago really weren't correct. And this is something we could do a whole show on, because what we were told
Absolutely.
About eating low fat turned out to be quite incorrect. And it's one of the reasons, I believe, a lot of women are not as juicy as they might be, as they don't have enough healthy fats in their lives. So, you know, extra virgin olive oil and grass-fed butter and avocados and nuts turn out to be incredibly good for us.
And coconut oil.
And coconut oil, thank
oil
you. I don't know how I could have left that one out.
Because I cook
exactly.
a lot with coconut oil now, and I never thought that that was something we could do.
Exactly.
You know, we limited that.
So food has become so much more yummy for many of us in recent years, because we found out that there's a lot of these, you know, unctuous, satisfying, yummy things that we were told were bad for us that are actually quite good. And I know I say it's a little bit of a play on words here, that information is still hard for a lot of us to swallow, literally, because we were so brainwashed with the wrong information. But I love to teach about how we can, you know, find a more delicious, healthy way to eat. In fact, Eric, I hadn't planned on this, but there's an offer that I'm going to make. We mentioned that
right.
That my website is SusanJoyceProctor.com, SusanJoyceProctor.com. And if any of your listeners would like to find me there, there's a place where, you know, contact page. I developed a recipe for chocolate zucchini muffins that people
wow.
can't believe are so delicious, because there's virtually nothing bad in them at all. There's no grain. They're gluten-free. They're dairy-free. And I know when I say that, you must be thinking, oh, then they're not as good as, you know, they're too healthy to taste good. That happens not to be the case. They're full of coconut oil and, you know, raw cacao and almond flour and coconut flour. I think that's a really ideal gift for me to share with the world on Valentine's Day. So I'm actually going to post that on my Facebook page. So I'm at Susan Joyce Proctor there on Facebook, if anybody wants to find me and friend me and find my recipe. But I'm happy to send that out to anyone that wants to reach me on my website. I'm so happy to be able to, you know, offer that as an example of something that's delicious and pleasurable and really good for us and tremendously satisfying. And in honor of Valentine's Day, it's also chocolate. So how perfect is that?
That it is perfect. And I found I've been really watching my diet and improving it, and yet there's not enough food that tastes like a cake, that has that consistency
yep.
that, to be satisfying. And that sounds like a perfect thing.
When I developed this one, it was about a year and a half ago that I've been making this recipe. And like I said, I bring it to gatherings because I try to share this philosophy with as many people as I can, is that, you know, taking care of ourselves, that the healthy choices and the pleasurable choices can be the same things. And I'm always developing recipes and recommendations, and this is probably the best example that I can share. And they're not hard to make. So as I said, happy to offer that as a little gift in honor of Valentine's
Day.
That's
great. I'd
love to share that with your with your listeners.
So tell us about your services, you know, and how they can just repeat how they can reach you.
Fantastic. I do lots of cool things. I have webinars, free webinars that I offer on these topics. So again, if anybody wants to connect with me, they'll receive those invitations. Of course, I offer coaching, both privately here in Delray and on Skype all over the world. I have some group online coaching programs that are, again, covering these really exciting topics of really, you know, helping women know from A to Z exactly how we can kind of give our lives a bit of a makeover to go into this pleasure phase that's actually easier than the way we've been doing it all along. I love to speak to groups. I have some programs I'm going to be offering locally, teaming up with some other colleagues. So if anybody, you know, is fascinated by any of these topics and wants to reach out to me, again, you can find me on my website. There's a place to schedule a complimentary little bit acquainted call. And I really love to collaborate with other colleagues like yourself that I respect on programs like this or workshops. So I'm, you know, this is 2017 and we're all moving ahead in exciting ways, and I really have a commitment this year to really provide more and more value and yumminess to my sisters. And so thank you for giving me this opportunity to share with you and your listeners today.
Thank you so much, Susan Joyce Proctor. I'm so glad that you joined me on this day.
And me.
There were a few words that I picked up from you that I just love, that we are entering this pleasure phase, and then you keep talking about yummy. We need more of yummy.
We need more of yummy, and I'm happy to tell you, I'm grateful to tell you that in this area of my life at least, I'm living in a great deal of integrity in the way I cook and eat, and you know, the choices I've made in my personal life with friendships and, you know, intimate partners and all of that stuff. And that's really what I want for all of us. So, again, I'm happy to share and would really be honored to support, you know, any of your listeners, any of us as we proceed on this journey.
Thank you. And I'm also doing the same and keep improving.
Well, so more power to us. I'm delighted to be connected with you, and thank you again so much for having me today.
So I have to say goodbye for now. And I'm
okay.
Your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report on how to live to 100 and beyond, but be healthy and happy. And if you're ready to create lasting love, check out the 30-Day Love Challenge, which is Love Lessons for Your Soul. And check back to hear more about the upcoming series called Men and Love, all about men and what they need and want in love. So until the next time, I look forward to speaking to you again soon.